Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the second half of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long, bringing it to 8 p.m. this evening. Been talking about the news of Alvin Kamara restructuring his deal to stay with the Black and Gold for a 10th season, helping us break things down. Saints legend himself and also Saints radio color analyst Deuce McAllister here on WWL. Always appreciate the time, Deuce. How you been doing?
Doing pretty good. What about you guys?
Man, I'm just coming off a break from the beach. On Monday, I was back in action and feeling good, rested and ready to go for training camp. I looked at the beach trip as kind of heat training for training camp.
You got to adjust to it now. That's one thing I'll tell the guys. Hey, you can't just show up in New Orleans a day or two in advance and say, oh, yeah, I'm ready for training camp. If you hadn't been out in the middle of the day running and getting ready for camp, it is going to surprise you, my friend.
Yeah, and the tip for everybody, obviously, hydrate. Deuce, the news we got today, Alvin Kamara and the front office finalized the restructured deal. His agent also made it clear, and we've heard this from Alvin before, that his goal is to retire as a Saint. Now, as a guy, for you, who spent his entire career in black and gold, how important is that kind of legacy to a player, and what does it say about AK's commitment that he was willing to take a pay cut to make it happen?
Well, are we sure it was a pay cut or just a restructure? I mean, because nothing has been, officially released. And so even when you say a restructure, it's just moving money around. And so, whatever it may have been, whatever the case may have be for AK and the team, they were able to come to some type of agreement that keeps him here in New Orleans. We'll see if it's this year and beyond. We'll kind of just have to wait and see what those numbers look like. But at the end of the day, I'm always a fan, and I think Bobby has said this as well. I'm always a fan of having good players, and I still do believe that AK is still a good player. And, when you talk about the legacy is only playing for one team, I was fortunate and blessed enough to only play for the Saints. And so, not being in other locker rooms, I can't tell you what it's like. You've got friends over there, but, unless you're in there yourself, it's always hard to try to compare. And so for him, he was obviously comfortable here in New Orleans. He wanted to finish his career here in New Orleans, and, hopefully he gets to go out on his own terms. I know that's another thing. No player wants to be the guy that has to be carried off the field, or you can't finish a game and the last memory you have of that player is of an injury. Or even if you're that player, it's, man, I didn't finish the season how I wanted to. That leaves a sour taste in anybody's mouth. And I know that was one of the things that Alvin didn't want to be, for him. He's had too good of a career, and just to be able to go out and make plays, he wants to finish it the right way.
Yeah, and last year was tough for Alvin Kamara. The knee sprain led to career lows across the board. And, man, he's turning 31 next week. When a back hits that milestone and is coming off an injury-plagued year, what does AK have to change either physically or mentally in his approach going forward here?
Nothing. Go play.
Yeah, huh?
I mean, there's not a magic wand that they wave at you and say, hey, you turn 30, now you're all done. It doesn't work that way. I mean, it's basically being able to take care of your body. You don't want to be put in situations physically where you're exposing yourself, to more hits, and just understanding, hey, I may not have the same burst. I may not be as strong as I once was, but I still know the game. I still know how to get from point A to B and for that extra yard on second down, and because we can get it on third down, maybe it is being able to say, hey, I'm not going to take this big hit right here on the sideline, because we do have another chance to be able to pick up that first down or slash touchdown. And so it's just playing a little smarter, but it's not like you're not going to go out there and compete at the highest level.
Yeah, Deuce, you brought it up earlier. Alvin can still absolutely contribute in the Saints offense, year two with Kellen Moore. But your thoughts on, how that running back room now shakes out? Because it's something that Steve and I were talking about in the first segment of this hour. you feel so much better entering the 2026 season with Alvin Kamara as your RB2. We've been talking about this for months now. As soon as Travis signed that major contract, we know that he's in the prime of his life, the prime of his career. He was going to come in and be your RB1. Having Alvin be the RB2 of this offense, you feel way better about that than maybe some of the guys behind him where there's a few more questions than answers.
Yeah, and for me, it's just really, you know, I don't even get caught up in the RB1, RB2 piece of it. You know, it's just really the distribution, you know, as far as the touches are concerned. You know, can I give you 10 touches? Can I give you 15 touches? You know, what does the game plan call for us? You know, do I have the ability to be able to run the ball out of 12 personnel? Do I have the ability to be able to run it out of 21 personnel? And just being able to have different options, that's really where they are. I mean, and so if there's a magic number as far as total touches that you want to get both of those guys, then you go out and do it. I mean, but at the end of the day, for both of them, and even from the team's perspective, it's about winning games. And so, you know, if it's one guy starting, if it's both guys out there starting at the same time, can you win a game? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and Alvin said during OTAs he had zero issues with Achane and is looking forward to working with him. And I know you've shared backfields with other great running backs in your career. How do you build that chemistry in camp so it translates to that cohesive, complementary attack on Sundays instead of, you know, the rivalry of who's fighting for touches?
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's about just going out there and making plays. I mean, when your number's called, you're going out and making plays. And so it's not like you don't want your teammate to be successful. I mean, because if he's successful, then, you know, for both of y'all, I'll put it this way. If you're both successful, that means the team is going to be successful. You don't want one guy being able to go out and struggle. And so, you know, whether it's being able to be a little bit more comfortable in the offense, Alvin sharing some tips, you know, maybe it's some blocking schemes that he, you know, he got comfortable with what they were doing last year, or even, you know, being familiar with the center, understanding how your right tackle blocks, understanding how your left tackle blocks, you know, just being able to translate some of that information and knowledge. I think that helps not only Achane, but, you know, that helps also that helps the room. And so I think at the end of the day, that's what it's going to be about.
Yeah, you mentioned that was what was going to go next, Deuce. You know, Achane Kamara headlining the Saints rushing attack. Now you got guys, Kendra Miller, Devin Neal, and some other names. How does this impact their development and opportunities? And who ends up being, you know, else in that mix? I know we're going to see a lot come training camp, but just curious to see now how this running back room ends up panning out.
Who's healthy?
I gotcha.
Who's healthy? I mean, if you're not healthy, it's hard to say that you're in the mix, right?
Yeah, we know.
It's gonna come down to who's available. I mean, and I hate to be. That's probably as blunt as I can put it. Who's available? I mean, and that's really what it's gonna come down to. You may love, you know, a guy that you drafted 2 years ago. You may love the guy that you drafted last year.
Yeah.
But if he's not available, then it makes it tough to be able to say, hey, I can't truly evaluate you because you're not on the field. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who's available, you know, and so that's what this league is about.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Deuce, I think we're all happy that the Alvin Kamara situation is now resolved, and we can move on to the next situation, which is, I think, the Chris Olave contract extension that has dragged on a little bit more than maybe some people anticipated entering the offseason. The Cam Jordan situation was one thing. The Alvin Kamara situation was another. And now it's Chris. And I know that there's been a lot of good talks on both sides. They've both been very positive about it. Getting a deal done, long-term extension for Olave. Your thoughts on that situation and where you ultimately, I guess, first and foremost, why it's taken this long to get done, and then also how you expect it to be resolved?
You want value. You want value. You want to be able to say, hey, these are the numbers. This is what I've been able to do. You can talk about the quarterback situation as far as it being revolving in a sense. And, now you feel like there's some stability there. And, if I'm a Lave's camp, I'm going to be pushing, for the highest number possible, particularly with some of the other guys that have signed, whether they were in his class or even after him. You're gonna see what those numbers are. And, the team is always going to say, hey, look, we want to take care of you. We feel like that you're a valuable piece, but there's always going to be a but piece. I don't care how good you are, there will be a but. And so the question is, can they agree upon that piece where it is, hey, but this is what we're dealing with, and so we want to take care of you, but this is what we want to see. This is what we need to see, and so those things are always going to get come into play. And it's just, can they agree amongst, both parties to where it's not, I totally lost, or, we felt like we gave up way too much to get that deal done. I think both sides will want to be agreeable, and they will want to be pleased that, hey, we felt like that we could meet kind of in the middle if it's not at the top of the market.
Deuce mentioned the fact that training camp kicks off in exactly 2 weeks. Curious, what's the absolute number one question mark for Kellen Moore and this coaching staff that has to be answered before the season opener for you right now?
To be honest, I haven't really considered it. I mean, because I'm coming in with the open and a clean sheet. I'm not going to judge this team off of last year. I know kind of what you did. Obviously, it's on paper and, the film is out there. But I think, it would somewhat be naive when you look at it just because of some of the guys that you lost. And that's really on both sides of the ball. How do some other guys fill in? And so I won't say that it's glaring in some situations. Obviously, the question is out there. I mean, from a defensive standpoint, You look at from a leadership, whether it's DeMario not being available anymore or not there, we hope that Caden steps in and he takes on that role. But at the same time, you really won't know. And I won't say that it all falls on Caden. I mean, he's got to earn the respect of his teammates. And, he's familiar with some of the coaches and, the team or some of the players. But at the same time, You got to show up on film. It's got to be on the field. So that's one thing. And then can Tyler take the next step? There's hope. There's hope that he can do it. But until we actually see it, you don't really know. And so for me, it's a clean slate. It's here. You show me. You clock in daily. You show me, and then I can kind of say, all right, I've seen 10, 15 practices. This is what I think will happen.
Right, and I mean, we're 2 weeks away, 14 days from the start of practice number one, and I always laugh at this, Deuce, because we always joke, we talk basically the entire July of getting to training camp, and then as soon as you get to training camp, it's like, okay, when do the pads come on? And then when do the pads come on, we get to the preseason, and once we get to the preseason, all right, let's get to the real thing, and it's just kind of a rolling boulder there. But once again, 14 days until practice session number one, Wednesday, July 29th, they're only going to be in helmets. Their first padded practice is going to be the fifth practice session. That's going to be in early August. But for you, Deuce, going out and watching the first practice, once again, in 2 weeks, what are you hoping to kind of take notes on? What are you looking for from the Saints roster? You can't take too much from the trenches, obviously, no pads, but just your thoughts on the first practice session, once again, 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different really from an OTA. I mean, because it's basically memory. Who can remember the plays? Who can line up the right way, as far as the guys? Who's in shape? I mean, that's basically where you're going to be. I mean, can you go out there and you have a clean practice? Can you line up the right way? Are you jumping off sides? What does the energy look like? Because it'll be a day one install. It's not like they're going to go out there and, hey, here's the package that we're going to use in week one. That will not be the case. It will literally be day one install, and it's from a memory standpoint, can you go out there and play fast? Can I go out there and make the adjustment? And so I'm not saying that I'm not excited and looking forward to it, but it's almost I want to see the little things, because if you can't do the little things right, then I definitely don't expect you to be able to do the big things right. And so it is something as simple as lining up. I mean, because if they have to huddle again, because a guy can't get lined up, then that's an issue. That's a problem. Because the day one install is going to be a lot simpler than day 14 install. You know, and so those are the little things that you've got to be able to perfect when you talk about starting day one.
Deuce, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for giving us some time after this Alvin Kamara news. Had to get the running back's perspective of things, of course. Hope you enjoy your break, too, before we get into camp in two more weeks. Thanks again.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Deuce.
Deuce McAllister, Saints radio color analyst, joining us there, breaking down the news of Alvin Kamara restructuring his contract. And, yeah, he brought up a good point there right off the bat. I was like, I talked about a pay cut. Who says it's a pay cut? It's just a restructure right now. That's all we know.
Yeah, we'll get the full details eventually, but right now we don't have them. At the same time, both sides came to an agreement. It's still a win-win for all the reasons that Deuce brought up and for all the reasons that we've talked about throughout this hour. Just Alvin can still be an efficient player in a lesser role. I just can't emphasize that enough. So limiting the wear and tear on him this late in his career and letting him be that effective RB2 in this offense is, I think, a win for the Saints.
And I don't think he has that ego that's going to get in the way of things of him being the number two guy. He's been the number one in time in, you know, touch shares, but now he's going to be taking a backseat a little bit, and I think he's welcoming it as well.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just have to realize where you are
exactly
in your career, and I think that's, it could be sobering for guys, right? Like some players may not want to accept it, but the fact that the Saints and Kamara, both sides, came to this reworked contract, I think it tells you that he was willing to do so.
Time to take back the NFC South, baby.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.